every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
At 7:31, a leading South African class action law firm, LHL attorneys, together with representatives from the International Litigation Group, held an investor conference on the 29th of October in Cape Town. And they're going to have another one on the 31st of October in Johannesburg to inform institutional investors about the global litigation efforts launched by the group to assist shareholders with the recovery of losses against over 40 defendants, including the old and new Steinhoff, Deloitte, certain banks, and multiple current and former directors of Steinhoff. And to tell us a little bit more, we joined in studio by Zane Lendl, who is a conference attorney at LHL Attorneys, and Alexander Rees, who is the managing partner at DRRT. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. We'll start off with you, Zane. You had the investor conference on the 29th in Cape Town. How did that go? And did you get a lot of responses in terms of investors who want to actually participate in this?
Yeah, thank you, Nastasia. I appreciate you having us on the show, and hello to your listeners. Yeah, it went really well. We've received a lot of interest. I think people are really interested to understand what's going on. We've been working hard on this case for pretty much a year and a bit now. And really what these conferences are about is to explain to everyone that, listen, you know, things are being done, and to explain to them what's being done and how it affects them. So we held a, you know, an investor conference yesterday. We're holding one again tonight at the Wanderers Club at 6 o'clock, and then we're holding, you know, a private one for certain institutional investors tomorrow in the morning. So it was very interesting discussions. We kind of laid out the roadmap of, you know, what the process is from here. We explained to everyone that we have launched three actions. So the one is a South African class action that was launched in August. We've launched a German action that was the first action to be launched against Steinhoff when the accounting new, irregularity news broke. And we've launched one in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. So really this international Steinhoff litigation group represents a complete solution to investors who are seeking to recover losses.
As you mentioned, you know, you say it's a platform where investors can ask questions. Mm-hmm. From the one you had in Cape Town, and I don't know, Alexander, if you want to take this one, what were some of the most probably prevalent questions that people had for you where maybe they didn't understand something or they wanted clarity on?
Well, I think the biggest misunderstanding is that the concept of a class action and what it really means. And the misinformation that's maybe been out in the market from you know, people trying to recruit investors for this. And what Zane said, the class action here in South Africa is actually the closest to those typical US class actions that represent everybody. So this is this is the people's action, this is the institutional investor action, it is for everybody. So this class action is the only one of any of the actions out there in the Netherlands, Germany or so, represents 100,000 plus investors already just by definition. 4.3 billion shares already just by definition. And that's why this is actually the best platform here for a recovery for the small people who don't know what to do, who don't have the resources, as well as the big ones.
How important is, I suppose, speed in making sure that everything is done on time as quickly as you can, considering that Steinhoff isn't in the best shape? I mean, even though they're still listed, things are still happening, it just still feels as though if you take too long, it might be risky, and you don't necessarily want to go after Steinhoff on their own, because mm-hmm. there might not be perhaps even enough defendants on the other side to be able to, who are liable, mm-hmm. to be able to also, you know, answer for what they've done. I mean, how important is time in that regard?
Look, time is very important. And, you know, I think you speak about an important factor when you talk about Steinhoff's health and, you know, whether we can actually recover from Steinhoff. We must remember that this whole debacle is not just Steinhoff's fault. Mm. There were other organizations, other companies involved or complicit in this, we believe. And it's also their fault. And everybody needs to be held accountable. The board of directors need to be held accountable. Okay. The auditors, Deloitte, need to be held accountable. And we're seeing this in South Africa now. There's a lot of issues regarding auditing firms. And it's not just in South Africa. This is happening all over the world. Auditing firms are being investigated for, you know, severe irregularities. So our action is brought against multiple defendants. Yes, time is of the essence, and we're pushing very hard to make sure that, you know, we push this matter, you know, forward as quickly as possible. And that's because, you know, we also have investors who have lost money, and that money is their pension. Yeah. Okay. That money is that they don't need 10 years from now. They need it today. All right. And so, yes, you know, we're pushing hard, but we've also been very careful to ensure that, you know, we're not just going after Steinhoff. We're not trying to bankrupt Steinhoff. And that's really an important point. This case is about holding everybody accountable and about going to every single defendant, you know, who we believe should be held accountable and saying, hey, listen, you need to pay up for your mistake. Mm-hmm. And these pensioners, these funds that have lost money for people who really have been putting money away for as their life savings, they need to be compensated for those losses.
Yeah. Alexandra, how important is the PwC report that we're all waiting for that might come out in December in being able to, I suppose, help the case of those investors who've lost a lot of money?
I think everybody's expecting the PwC report to confirm what everybody knows.
Yeah.
I don't think there will be groundbreaking news, but it will be a support in any litigation to support not just the wrongdoing of maybe your poster child of wrongdoing and Marcus Joester, but there's also the other people who were sleeping on the wheel and in legal terms were negligent, right? And so it's not just, we're not saying that this is an intentional, you know, fraud scheme by everybody involved. But when you have public companies and you have a stock market and stock market rules and everybody needs to rely on the integrity of the market and transparency, you need to have people who are not just negligent in supervising somebody's actions.
Mm. Gentlemen, are you concerned that perhaps when you have competing individual cases that are sought by institutional shareholders, it sort of destroys the global solution that you're trying to get and the sort of one view outcome that we need to get for all investors? Is that a concern for you?
Well, it is. And I think everybody needs to understand there is either a possibility that everybody gets the same and is treated the same, mm-hmm. and that institutions are going to get treated better than individuals, particularly when you have an ailing defendant and limited resources and assets available to be accessed for a solution. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important that people do not think, oh, yeah, I'm going to do my private action somewhere in the Netherlands when everything took place here and they should be acting here and they should be supporting, particularly institution investors from South Africa should be supporting what we call this people's class action mm-hmm. in South Africa, where there's a system in place, where there's a legal, there's jurisprudence in place. Yes, there's not that much history, but we believe that the system is fine here to protect those investors.
Okay. So before I let you go, what should people remember about tonight's session and the one that you're going to have tomorrow, those who actually are coming through?
Yeah, so tonight at the Wanderers Club, the Wanderers Golf Club, mm-hmm. at 6 p.m., there'll be, a retailers or public investor conference where we'll just be speaking about the ongoing litigation, you know, speaking about the different cases we've launched and why it has been important for us to launch cases in all three different jurisdictions. It's really to put pressure on the defendants and make sure that they have nowhere to hide. Mm-hmm. Also to answer questions there. And then tomorrow, institutional investors, fund managers, hedge funds, pension funds, mm-hmm. we'll be speaking to them at the Radisson Hotel in Sandton from 8 a.m. And they're welcome to reach out to us at LHL Attorneys. They can just go onto our website at lhllaw.co.za to get our contact information.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. That's Zane Lendl, who is the conference attorney at LHL Attorneys. And of course, he's joined in studio by Alexander Rios, who's the managing partner at DRRT. Time to have a look at traffic.